What was Pat Quinn like as a coach?
Oh, yeah, he's got a great record as a coach. You know, people often look at coaches, and I think the fact that, you know, he kind of rebuilt two teams when you look at it. I go back a long time with Pat because, actually, I saw him play junior hockey, and that's how long ago it was. Mm. And then he was a Detroit farmhand at the time in the early 60s, and then he somehow went from Hamilton all the way out to Edmonton because they had both of that was their two sponsored teams. There's no draft in those years, so mm-hmm. he went out to Edmonton. They won the Memorial Cup, and then later on, it was 1967, just prior to the expansion draft. I was in St. Louis, maybe a couple of days before. I was reading about it yesterday. We purchased his rights. I was with the St. Louis Blues. And somehow he never came to our training camp. We loaned him to Tulsa. Tulsa was a team in the Central Pro League that was a really a development league for the NHL. And we loaned him to Tulsa. And subsequently, I guess they liked what they saw. The Toronto team traded for him. We were looking to get help for the playoffs, and we got Dickie Moore. We finalized the deal in March, and he became a Toronto Maple Leaf the following season. I think he played two or three years with Toronto. So I go back a long time with Pat, and of course I was with him at the end of his last year with the Hockey Hall of Fame. He was the chairman after Bill Hay had retired. But as a coach, look at his records, Philadelphia. I don't know if he rebuilt the team, but he definitely put a new culture into Philadelphia after they had their real tough teams in the 70s. Mm-hmm. People think what kind of a coach he was. He really liked skillful two-way players more than just guys that would play with, you know, with a little bit of an edge. He liked players with an edge, but he liked to play two-way hockey. He just couldn't stand teams that only played defense. And Philadelphia, I think when you look at his records with Philadelphia, subsequently, when he went out to Vancouver, and as a lot of people remember, the team was really at the bottom. They were just about, I mean, they weren't even drawing any people. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, within two or three years, they were selling out. And then, of course, he came to Toronto. And I think the best years Toronto have had, really, if you look at their teams since the early 70s, Pat Quinn was running the Toronto Maple Leafs. You know, he was able to get his hands on some decent players. They weren't stars, but they should have been in the finals a couple of times. They just got edged out subsequently with injuries. But yeah, his record really speaks for itself when you look at what he did for Canada. Mm-hmm. He's probably the one coach of all coaches, you know, of recent, say the last 20 years. Running their teams in the World Championship, the Olympics, and then going back into junior hockey. So he's done it all. He did it all, and we're glad to know him as a good friend.
I was I'm old enough to remember those Blues teams, and I'm envisioning having Pat Quinn on the same defense corps with the Plagers. That would have been tough.
We acquired him from somehow Montreal got his rights. And just before the draft or something, we were able to buy his rights. I don't know how we did that, but it was only 2 days apart. But yeah, I think he was. I'm not sure why he didn't come to our training camp because he didn't come to our training camp, and then we loaned him to mm-hmm. like I said. And too bad we didn't get him because he was a pretty tough player on the Leaf defense in 68, 69, and 69, 70.
Scotty Bowman joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. One of the points Glenn Healy made about Pat Quinn is his ability to talk to players, to communicate with players at from different eras or different generations, I guess if you want to call it that. That may be stating that may be overstating it, but you know, the guy in his mid 60s takes over a junior team or runs the Canadian junior program, wins a gold medal. You know, Pat could relate to 17-year-old kids in 2006 and 17-year-old, 18-year-old kids in 1999. There's a real art to that, isn't there, Scotty?
Well, sure, because I think, look, it's like having a young racehorse. You know, you want to let him go. Pat didn't fill the players' heads with a lot of X and O's. He didn't, you know, it wasn't all about he and strategy. It was about motivation. It was about playing your best. And I think the players, and he got a lot of players, he had a lot of veteran players in the NHL that he would get from other teams and became real good players on their teams. But to go to junior hockey, it's a different kind of coaching. And, you know, you got these kids really anxious, and I'm sure they looked up to him. And I was at the tournament in Ottawa. Mm-hmm. I wasn't at the under 18 tournament, but I saw that tournament in 2009 when they had a miracle finish against the Russians. And I think Jordan Eberle had scored a goal with a few seconds left to tie the game and keep the hopes alive. And then they won the gold medal. But yeah, that was something to coach in all the different ages and to get back to junior. And I never knew about the under 18 win as well, but I did know about the Olympics in 06 and then, of course, the 09 juniors. That was something because that was probably the reason that he went back and started coaching again in the NHL. You know, it was a bad ending for his NHL coaching to go all the way out to Edmonton. The team was rebuilding. I don't know what they were expecting of him. He was just trying to mold him into some NHL players, and since that time, they've gone through about five coaches.
Yes, they have. Scotty, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks so much for doing this morning.
I'm glad, and I wish his family the best. They're wonderful people. I knew his wife, Sandra, and my thoughts and prayers are with the entire Quinn family. Thank you for inviting me.